We're on, and we're on with the legend, Eduardo Tellez. Good to have you on. How are you doing, my friend?
Thanks so much, Johnny. I'm doing fine. You know, right now I'm in Bristol.
Oh, nice. In England.
Yeah, I'm in Bristol with Pedro Bessa and Gustavo Galvão.
Nice. You're doing seminars there? Or?
Yeah, I did some seminar. We are exchanging, you know, like techniques. It's been like super cool, you know, to see old friends here and old training partners. You know, we're having fun, we're training, you know, we enjoy life and jiu-jitsu together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, you got a lot of friends from traveling jiu-jitsu. I know myself, I've been traveling a lot myself, and lots of friends that I have through jiu-jitsu I still have today. So it's good. It's a good way to meet new people and new and old friends. It's always good. So, yeah.
I really like to travel. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that's good, man. So, when how long are you staying in Europe for?
I came in maybe like 10 days ago, right? And I'm leaving this Sunday.
You join your stay?
Yeah, I went to Sweden, then Barcelona, right, I went to Sweden to see a friend, you know, Magnus and his wife, Lynn. They are like 10 Planet guys, but they also, you know, I know them for a while. The guy plays, you know, like the turtle guard really well, Magnus.
Nice.
And so we have a relationship and you know, and it was like a long time without seeing him. So I went there, they invited me to go. I went there, did some seminars for them. And then I flew to Barcelona, did some other seminars in Barcelona with Gustavo. You know, Gustavo and Gina. At Atos Barcelona. And now I'm here with Pedro Bessa.
Nice. Yeah, he's... that name sounds familiar. Wasn't he with Terere when Terere fought Polaris like 10 years ago?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's a good friend of Terere's, right?
Of course, man.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they were we were all, you know, like kind of students of Terere, you know.
So you all guys started like in the favela, or was it like when TT was... Yeah. Was it when TT was, or was it in...
No, these guys, they kind of like from San Jose. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now, yeah.
Yeah, now.
I'm back hearing you.
Nice.
I stopped hearing you for a little bit. So they are from San Jose. You know, Gustavo and Pedro. Gustavo and Pedro Bessa, they both like came training to, they came to TT to train, you know, and André Galvão, you know, they kind of came in the same year, you know, and then we became good friends since then.
Nice. That's nice. So yeah, TT, can like, let's talk a little bit about TT. I love history of jiu-jitsu. So if you, can we talk a little bit about like TT, how you like guys formed that
of
team?
Of course. Yeah, of course, man. I was training, you know, with in Fabio Gurgel. And Terere was there too, you know. Terere was there to help Fabio Gurgel to teach. We met, I think, in the purple belt, and then Terere got brown belt. After Terere got brown belt, he got black belt, you know, and then I got my brown belt. And once I got my black belt, we decided to put a school together, you know, me and Terere. And then Terere came up with the name. He said, oh, Tellez, let's call it TT, you know, Tellez and Terere. And then I say, yeah, man, that's cool, you know. And then I draw the logo, you know, of TT. And then we find a place in São Paulo We start the construction, and it was supposed to be part of Alliance, the gym, but then it was the time that Fabio Gurgel, he kicked us out of the team.
What happened?
We fought a tournament in the time, that was like giving a money prize, but Fabio Gurgel used not to. He didn't like the guy. He thought the guy in the federation, this new federation, was not a really good, liable guy. And first he suspended us, and then we fought the same tournament again, and then he kicked us out.
Yeah. Because many guys left the team. Like it was you,
And then
Leozinho.
yeah, the other and the and then the other guys, left the team, to support us, because they fought also the same tournament. They were Alliance too, but they were not like a Fabio Gurgel direct students,
Like Leo Vieira
So
and those guys.
Léo Vieira, Comprido, yeah, all those guys.
Yeah, everyone just left.
Jamelão, but yeah, in the end, I think Fabio Gurgel was right, because the guy ended up not, in the beginning he was paying people money, but in the end, I think the guy stopped paying people. He was doing tournaments, promising he will pay, and I think the federation not even exists anymore, that federation. So, but Tereré guy, really like good money for his situation, I mean, a lot of money for, in that time he got like 15,000, like dollars, let's say, because the real was,
There
like
we
the
go.
same as the dollar.
So it's like a lot of money to finance the new academy and stuff, and you use the money to fix the new academy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So yeah, what then happened? Like you guys started TT and like what
And then
happened
no,
then?
that TT was a gym, TT was a gym that was supposed to be part of Alliance, but then we got kicked out, and then TT was like first it was M Masters, and then they changed the name of Masters to Brazza, which I'm still Brazza till these days.
Yeah, but what happened to the name TT? Did you just like stop calling yourself that, or what happened?
What, TT, the
Yeah,
gym?
yeah.
Yeah, no, the gym was, TT was like a crazy success, The gym was like, man, everyone was joining, like TT. Tereré was an amazing leader, an amazing, like teacher, also competitor, so he was like commanding, like the TT with, man, he did a great job, but and we were like fighting, winning a bunch of stuff, the team was growing, but then he developed this mental issue. That you can, the movie talks a lot about it,
Yeah.
So he did a, so he got this illness, this and this mental illness, I think is schizophrenic,
Yeah, that's right.
right? That's, and then it was like hard years, because he got locked down in the US for like 2 months, and people, and then he came back to the gym, but he was like acting really weird, so it was hard times, and then we were like kind of like waiting, to see if he will be, if he's gonna get better with the time, but it didn't happen, and then after like 2 years, I think 2 years kind of, after he got, he got this mental illness, then we split. Then me and Tenere, we split. And that then I and then my gym from that point on became 99
Yeah.
instead of TT.
What does 99 mean? I read it somewhere, but I don't remember what you what does it mean? Like, what's the idea behind the name 99?
Oh, the idea, it's like first it was TT, right? Like you need for jiu-jitsu, you need two persons, right? To train, you cannot train by yourself,
No.
right? So it gotta be two. So first it was TT, right? And then, I became with 99, which is two numbers also. And nine is the highest number with one digit, right? So represent, like someone with high energy, let's put it this way. And then 19 is representing the black belt. You can see in the logo, 19 is in black and 19 is in white. So it's like teacher and student, or right, or the evolution,
Yeah, I get that. Where's your school located? So yeah, your school is located in San Diego, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
California.
Yeah.
No, it used to be in Brazil,
São Paulo?
Yeah, I studied in São Paulo, and then I sold the school to Barbosa, and I moved to America.
So is it a big school you have now, or is it how is it now?
Well, it's a medium school, not very big.
Not like Atos
Medium
and
size.
not like Atos.
No, not even close.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's a big one. And you have the Enlister school, and you have it's a lot of big
Oh
schools
yeah,
around there
San
now.
Diego, there's so many, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
There's so many good schools, yeah.
yeah, you can pick and choose whatever you want. Like, I want to go there somewhere to try to train at like every school, yours.
Please join me.
Yeah.
Please join me. You're
Yeah.
very welcome, man.
I love to travel, so it's a good way to travel. I visit you, Galvao, the Enlister, all those guys. You have so many good guys to train with there. You can pick and
Of
choose whatever you
course,
want.
man.
So yeah,
Of course.
do you speak with Terere nowadays, or?
When he's in a good mood, like when he's all right, yeah. We have good times, He remembers, like so many things. It's crazy.
Yeah. How's he doing
Good
nowadays?
stories, He disappeared, Johnny, from the from yeah from the social media, from the phone. So I think he must be back in the clinic, like treating.
Yeah, I've heard that he had some he's like on and off, like he has some issues sometimes. Like talk to a friend of mine that he doesn't know him, but he heard that he was like
Yeah, I think sometimes he stopped taking the medicine, or the medicine stopped making, like the effect that it should, so he goes back.
Yeah, it's sad, he was so good, and it really sucks that he has to deal with this, but what can you do? It's just part of life. If you have it, you have it. You can't get rid of it, so it kind of sucks. So like did you compete a lot when you had like when the TT was still on? Did you like compete also, or were you just
Of
managing the
course.
gym? You did both.
No, we were competing everything, Johnny. Almost every weekend,
Like every time it's like competing, competing, competing.
That's
Nice.
how you get good, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's how you get good. So, how did you like start? Like who was the guys that you like first started with when you first started? Who got you into jiu-jitsu?
I mean, My father was from Rio de Janeiro, you know, so I was used to go to Rio de Janeiro during the weekends, you know, and then jiu-jitsu started getting popular in Rio. And then I remember, you know, people talking about, but I was doing karate at the time. So I was like, oh, I don't know, this jiu-jitsu, you know, if it's really that good. But then I remember, you know, I was a boogie boarder also. I used to do boogie board. So then I was in Hawaii, you know, for boogie boarding because I used to compete and everything. So I was in Hawaii with some friends, and then I saw the first the UFC. You know, I watched the VHS tape, you know, of the first UFC. And then after that, you know, that thing, you know, like changed my mind, you know. I was like, oh man, I gotta start jiu-jitsu. And then, you know, like when I got back from this trip from Hawaii, you know, they start teaching jiu-jitsu at the same gym I was doing karate. You know, so I try it and I love it, you know. And then yeah, I quit the karate and I got really into jiu-jitsu, you know, from this day on.
Yeah, which school was this? Was it like was this before Alliance?
I started with Fernando Yamazaki.
The brother of Mario Yamasaki, right?
Exactly,
Mm,
exactly.
yeah.
You know, they came from a judo family. Yamazaki was doing jiu-jitsu with Marcelo Bering,
Yeah, I know Marcelo
you
Berg.
know,
I don't,
in São Paulo, yeah.
So did you move to Rio later, or what happened?
No, I never moved to Rio, you know. But I always, you know, like went to Rio a lot. But I was always living in São Paulo. And Tereré, you know, and Tereré the same, you know, since we met. Our school was in São Paulo, you know. But Tereré was, yeah, 100% from Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, but he moved to São Paulo to start the school.
To help, no, to help Fabio Gurgel teaching.
Ah, okay. So he didn't move. He didn't move.
Fabio Gurgel's school was also in São Paulo.
Yeah, that's right. The Alliance.
Yeah, I mean, he started in Rio, but then Fabio moved to São Paulo. And then he brought Tererê, and I was always living in São Paulo. You know, Rio was always just for me on weekends and holidays.
But then but mostly you were just in São Paulo and to train, like mostly in São Paulo.
Most in São Paulo, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the movie. Like how real is the movie compared to what happened, like in real life? Is it like very accurate? Is it very like accurate?
It's a bit accurate. Of course, you know, like they sometimes change some stuff to make it more excitement, but it's a bit accurate. You know, I think also the actors did a great job because sometimes, you know, the guy that was representing Tererê, you know, sometimes his expressions was like really, you know, like similar, you know, to Fernando's expression, you know, and even some fights, you know, that they, you know, like they show him in the movie, you know, were like really, you know, like similar to the fights that happen, you know, in real life. So, man, yeah, they did a great job. The movie, it's a great movie, you know.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it a lot. Like, people can say what they want, but I think it's cool. Especially the thing that I noticed that looks like the real part is when he fights Verdum. You don't see the fight, but when he's standing there and just like this and like squeezing his hands and against when he walks against Verdum. So that looks
That's
like,
true.
yeah. The only thing they missed was to dye his hair light. That's the only thing that misses. Then it would look like exactly like the Verdum fight, because he had dyed hair. He had blonde hair back then.
Okay.
like Terere had blonde hair. So yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's the only thing that that misses. But besides that, it's like it's cool movie. You know, it's and it's a sad movie. You know, it's very depressing.
It is.
Because yeah, you know this better than I do.
It's sad. You know that this. You know, this mental illness, you know, like, happens to people, you know, like, people like Tereré or, you know, it's like a genius, you know, I don't know. A genius in jiu-jitsu, a great guy. He was like a guy with a great heart. He always helping people, you know, like a clever, so clever, so genius in his jiu-jitsu. You know, so it's really sad.
Yeah, he's a good instructor too. You know, the things that he shows are very good.
Oh, amazing. Till these days, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, and fuck, I roll with him. He's like, he smashed me, and I'm like, it was fun though. I liked it. It was like, it's okay. You get smashed by this guy. It's no problem. But I was like, oh, damn, this guy got some pressure, you know, because he doesn't play guard too much. He's more like the top guy who likes to play on top instead.
Well, he used to beat me with my own game, you know. With a turtle guard. Yeah, he used to
really?
Beat me with turtle guard. Yeah.
Damn. Is he bigger than you or are you bigger than him?
Oh, no, I'm way bigger than him.
Are you bigger than him?
No way. Just like one division.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was... No, yeah, one or two divisions. Mm. Right? Because he was fighting medium. I was fighting medium heavy a lot.
Yeah.
Right? More heavy than medium heavy.
Yeah, and he was middleweight or medium heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was middleweight.
Yeah.
Never medium heavy.
He's too small for medium heavy. He was too small, like mm-hmm. back then. Or yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever compete like against each other, like in competitions, open weight?
Yeah.
Really? How was that?
I think me and Tereré, you say. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you fight like in the absolutes, open weights?
I think I fought him once, no gi.
Mm.
No gi in a final. Yeah, I don't remember if it was open class, I think, yeah. And I was lucky, I caught him in a triangle.
Ooh.
I don't know if he let me, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he let me, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he let me win by this triangle, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
to make me happy, you know. We were splitting the money anyway, so yeah.
It doesn't really matter who won.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. So, did you, when you said you sold your school, like in São Paulo, you sold your school to another guy. Was it called 99 when he took over, or did he name it something else?
No. He was Barbosa, you know.
Who's this?
Sold it to Barbosa. He's Barbosa.
I don't know who this guy is. Barbosa.
You don't know Barbosa?
No.
B9?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not so familiar with jiu-jitsu in São Paulo. I'm not familiar with that. I know that Leo Vieira had a school there. I know that you had one, and that's the only thing I know, and Alliance.
Barbosa is really good. He was a judo guy. Man, he's very famous.
Mm.
He has a bunch of students, you know, like Murilo Santana came from him. I think Cicero Costa, right? Where kind of, you know, Cicero Costa, it's where Leandro Lo came from.
Yeah.
The Miao brothers, you know.
It's a lot of, but like.
So it's all this lineage.
Yeah.
You know, it's from Barbosa, Cicero Costa.
Mm, yeah. So, like, back when TT was, like, up and running, was it, like, a rivalry between the Rio Jiu-Jitsu and the São Paulo Jiu-Jitsu back then, when you and Tereré had TT?
I mean, yes and no, you know, because we were living in São Paulo, but Tereré was, like I said, was 100% from Rio, you know. Fabio Burgel was from Rio de Janeiro too. You know, they were like 100% cariocas, but they were living in São Paulo, so it's like, yeah, you know, there was no like, oh, Paulista, Carioca, Halloween, you not at all.
No, it was just training
Not
compete.
yeah, not in our gym, you know, because like I said, our teachers were from Rio, you know. So, and we were all from São Paulo, so it was like, it was a great mix, you know.
Yeah. So like, did you compete in all the belts, like in from white to black, or did you start competing at blue, or how did you
Yeah.
do it?
No, I competed like, yeah, since white belt.
Nice.
I was always a competitor, you know, my whole life. I competed in boogie board like before, you know. I competed boogie board a lot. And then when I moved to jiu-jitsu, I started competing like right away.
So did yeah, but like you were like I don't remember, were you like world champion for in every belt, or did you were you world champion in white belt and blue,
No.
purple and
Oh, no. I mean, I was only world champion in the no-gi black belt.
Never with the kimono.
I mean, not in the adult division, just in masters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it
You
mastered
know,
this.
adult, just like no-gi.
Just nogi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got silver, you know. I got bronze with the gi, but not the gold.
Yeah, but it's not bad. No, it's I think it's good, you know, for to be an adult and get silver or a bronze is good. It's very good.
Oh yeah,
I
it's
think
hard.
so.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, the level is very high. So even in the Master 1, Master 2 is very tough too. They have very like it's good competitors there. So, but like there's reasons they have masters and adults the difference, but it's masters are tough too, you know, and like I don't know why people look down at master divisions. Masters is tough. Those guys are good. So like how do you develop the turtle guard? Like what was your idea behind that? Since you have like given out instructionals and stuff like that, what's your idea behind the
Oh,
turtle guard?
man, I don't know. I was training, you know, and I think it's because, you know, the guys that I used to train, like Tererê, you know, Léo Vieira, you know, Fábio Gurgel, all these guys, they were like really good on taking the back, right? So I got good in defending the back.
Yeah, and
Right?
yeah, so you just developed, so you just like developed your own system from them choking you too much, basically, or nice.
Surviving,
Yeah.
trying to survive.
Yeah. So who was there back then, like when you're training, like it was you obviously, Terere obviously, and which other guys do you train with like back in the day?
Léo Vieira, Comprido, Jamelão. Who else? Soluço, I used to train a lot. Tarsis.
Andre Galvão.
Leandro Borgo. I mean, Galvão was after, you know, not in Alliance.
Oh yeah.
Galvão came when we built DT.
Which guy was there in TT? Like the guys that we know today. Which it was Galvão, Cobrinha was there. I know you, Terere. Which other guys?
Lapela, right? Mafra, Sérgio Moraes, Galvão's brother, you know, Caissara, right? Pedra,
Yeah, so it was like
Pedro Bessa, who else? Chucky, Flavinho. Man, so many guys. So many guys. Cotonete. the Almeidas brothers.
That's a São Paulo Rafael, team.
Rafael Dronto, Rafael Rosendo.
It was like a handful of like super good guys who was there back in the day.
Yeah, man. So many, man.
Damn,
so I might be forgetting some names, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mendes brothers, Ramon Lemos, right? His teacher.
Oh, damn. It was like so many. I didn't know they used to be there.
Lucas Lepre.
Damn.
You know, Lucas Lepre was there with his teacher, Le Santiago. Gabriel Goulart, Thiago Rocha.
So many good guys there, man. So what happened to the place, like the TT place in São Paulo? What happened to it? Did you change it? Or did
it it became 9-9, right?
Yeah.
When I split with Tereré, you know, it became 9-9. And after I sold it to Barbosa.
Mm.
I think Barbosa is still there.
Nice. I want to go there sometime just to like feel the old vibe and see like...
Of course, a great gym, man.
Yeah, looks cool. It was cool like when let's talk about the movie again. It was cool that you had like the school in the movie, like you can see the TT logo on the wall and stuff like that in the movie when you and Tereré was in the gym and discussing like, hey, we should be affiliations with difference and stuff like that. That was cool. That was like super cool to that it took that with in the movie. I like that a lot. Yeah. Did it happen? Did you ever like branch out from like TT? Did you manage to get affiliations or did that ever happen?
We got some affiliations. Some affiliates, yeah.
From
TT? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Nice. Where did you have the affiliations at?
All over Brazil. You know, we had in Natal. We had Titi, Natal, Bahia. Man, it was growing so much.
So it was like super popular, like Alliance almost. Because Alliance is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like that's cool. I didn't know that you. I thought it was just like TT in São Paulo, and just it was just in São Paulo, and that was it. Just...
I mean, that was the main school, right? But then, yeah, like you said, after we start getting, you know, like some affiliates, you know, like in. Around São Paulo, especially around São Paulo, like,
yeah. So yeah, and we had some problems with the technical stuff on Zoom, but it is what it is. So yeah, Telus is back, so it's good. So yeah, like, what's your like advice for like guys who like been injured, like especially like in jiu-jitsu, you have like people having lots of injuries. Like the most common is the knees. So what's your advice like if you're getting injured? Like, do you have some good advice?
Johnny, you know, you gotta be man. You gotta. Some people are crazy. You know, they go too hard. You know, and. The only people that can go, you know, like hard, you know, is people that with good skills, you know, when you don't have, I mean, then you can go a bit, you know, like harder, a bit faster, but some of the, you know, the beginners, they want to go fast and that's dangerous, you know, and that's when they get hurt because they don't know exactly, you know, like, I mean, sometimes they are doing one move, but the other guy, they don't expect the guy will do a different move, you know, so at the same time. So they don't have experience. Sometimes they that's when accident happen. Or if they don't want to tap, you know, if they have ego and they don't want to tap. I think it's more when they don't know what they're doing, you know, and they try maybe escape, rotating, you know, like crazy. So,
That makes sense.
yeah, people gotta go a little slower, especially in the beginning. But I think that's exactly the opposite, when they don't know, they wanna, just like go hard and fast. And once they start knowing more jiu-jitsu, they get more technical, they start moving, a little slower with more control, like waiting for the right momentum,
But in the beginning, they just go like crazy. They like don't think
Yeah.
about consequences.
And I don't think it's a good idea also, to put white belts with white belts to spar. Not at all.
How do you do it in your school when you have like a white belt class or mixed class? How do you do it?
I don't have like only white belt classes. I usually mix. And if I see, I usually put a white belt with with a higher belt.
Yeah, so they can learn more or yeah.
Exactly. So they also feel, more comfortable to tap, because then they're not tapping to a white belt. All right, tap to a guy, higher belt. So, but when you put white belt with white belt, there's the ego, one the wanna be, one wants to be better than the other. So that's when, the problem happens.
Yeah, things can go bad. Yeah, both have a big ego and yeah, like you said, they want to be better than the other.
And they don't know nothing.
Yeah, they think they know everything. They
I
think they know.
know.
They think they know everything, but yeah, like you said, they don't know anything. When you're white belt, you don't know anything. Sometimes I don't feel like I know anything either, and I've been training for a long time.
Johnny, I was a really wild white belt.
Really? Tell me.
I was a really wild white belt.
Yeah.
I was crazy. Yeah, I was really hard to submit. I was, man, young, full of the man.
Lots of like.
I was lucky, to not get it, like injury,
Yeah.
because I was too wild, and it's a bit normal, in the beginning, so that's why you gotta be really, careful, when put the white belts, with some more experienced people, so they can
So they can,
learn.
yeah, so they can like be more calm and not so wild.
Humble, they can humble them.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually makes sense. Like humble them a little bit and stuff. So what did you do since you were so wild when you were white belt? What did you do? Tell me, you have some funny stories about when you were white belt?
I used to be more like a top player, but I didn't have too much, like takedowns, so I don't know.
Lots of
I was
like,
trying to, yeah, a lot of crazy things,
lots of like shoulder pressure and squeezing and everything is like every white belt does, like try to hold them in side control and just squeeze without success.
Yeah, I used to have also a close guard, a good close guard.
Nice. Nice.
But that was it.
That was it. That was. But besides that, there was no attacks, just like hold them in close guard and don't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, rear naked choke, right? A lot.
Yeah, that's a simple one. Everyone knows that. Even if you don't know it, you know it. Yeah. So, yeah, I also had another guy on the pod. You know him very well, Neil Melanson. You know him? Yeah, we talked a little bit about the octopus guard, but he has some instructionals on it. He said he learned that from you.
Nice.
Especially like did you train a lot with him?
Man, not a lot, but a bit.
Yeah. What do you think of his jiu-jitsu?
great, man.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's a monster.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And he has some, you know, like different moves too, yeah. Which is great, right?
Yeah. He trains, and like when I talk to him, I ask him like if he put the kimono on sometimes, and he's like, yeah, sometimes I put a kimono on and trying to learn some stuff with the kimono. But he's more like a no-gi catch wrestling guy. But sometimes he said,
of course,
yeah. But sometimes he's like puts the kimono on and fights with the kimono. He says, but yeah, uh-huh. but he's an amazing instructor too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we exchange some techniques. He's a really cool guy, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, yeah, he has his own moves, you know.
Yeah,
very clever.
I have some of his DVDs. I don't have yours yet, but I'm gonna get it, the Turtle Guard.
All right.
Because people get my back all the time, so I need to have a good defense for it, so I don't get my back taken.
Cool.
Because like the school that I'm training at, we have like very good guys, and most of the guys that are here, they go for the back. So it's like I have the same problem as you had. When you started, right. Yeah.
All right, so I really recommend. It's gonna help you out, man.
Yeah, I have to find a partner to drill with and do it. Like, I don't know. Usually when I if I have a jiu-jitsu project that I want to get good at, I use maybe 1 to 2 years on the same move, just to make sure, like. I've been almost doing long step now for almost like 1 year now, just to try to focus on long step on and off, but not all the time, but on and off, just to know how to master long step. Still don't master it. So
uh-huh.
I'm still not good at it, but I'm still working on it. So I use like 1 year, maybe 2 years to get to learn a move, like to learn, like especially if there's something I really want to learn. So Turtle Guard, I think I'm going to check that one out.
Please, it's an easy game.
Yeah, and I'm never gonna get my back taken again because yeah. that would be fun because I've been choked out so much and I'm like I don't get choked out easily but I need something else. I don't only want to have to use defense. I want the offense too.
Nice.
But your DVD, like the one you put out for BJ Fanatics from the Turtle Guard, it's both like defense and offense, right?
Yep. And there's more coming up, huh?
Oh, really? Tell me.
I just record some new, you know, like instructionals. I did this time the opposite because I usually do the turtle with the gi, right?
Yeah.
So I did no gi turtle and I did the octopus with the gi.
Oh, nice. Is it out now or when does it come out?
Oh, not yet. They are working on it. I just recorded, they are editing, I think.
Oh, nice. Octopus guard with the gi. That's good. I'm a half guard. I'm a half guard guy. So I tried it once with the gi, Neil Melanson's version. But yours are different, right, from Neil's?
I don't know.
I think yours are different from Neil's instructional. He has an Ogi instructional. He doesn't have Gi instructionals, but he had like okay. the octopus guard.
All right, yeah. The octopus with the Gi, I think it works better, you know, because you can hold the belt.
Yeah.
That's why I did it.
Yeah.
You know.
But what if you lose...
And the turtle still works no Gi.
Nice. I have to check the Turtle Guard out, though. I definitely have to check it out and see if it's something. If it's simple, I'm a huge sucker for simple jiu-jitsu. That's very simple. I can use straight away.
It's very simple, Johnny. You're gonna love it.
Nice. You gotta teach me if I visit your school. I have to come and visit your school someday anyway. So we
please.
Yeah,
please, that will work too. That would be even easier.
Let's spar, man. I just gotta fix my knee, so then I can spar for full again. So yeah. Let's do. Do you have lots of visitors in your school?
Of course, all the time, man.
Nice.
All the time.
So it's like a popular school to visit when people wants to train, like in San Diego. It's a popular school.
Of course.
Nice.
Of course, everyone is very welcome.
Nice. I saw the picture of the school. It looks very cool. I like it.
Yeah.
I was checking out while I was waiting for the Zoom the time on Zoom to run out. So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna check tell us a school out, and I just Google it 99 Jiu Jitsu San Diego. And I was just looking at pictures. I'm like, looks like a very beautiful and nice school. like a cool laid back school.
Thank you, sir.
So yeah, like this one I have to check out. So yeah. Have you ever been to Norway before?
Sorry?
Have you been to Norway before?
No, never, man.
Never?
I was in Sweden, I was in Finland, but never Norway.
Mm.
I would love to come, man.
Yeah, you should,
Let's
man.
Let's plan that journey.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I have to talk to my instructors first and see and see what they say, because now I'm training. I'm living like in like the second biggest city in Norway, so I have to talk to my instructors and see what they say.
Please, yeah, of course.
See if they want to organize something.
I'll be very happy to go visit you guys.
Yeah, that would be fun, man. It's always fun with some guys coming to have a good, especially if they give very good seminars, because many times when people give seminars, they're not very good. Like many times they're not very good seminars, but yeah, like I've been to lots of seminars like in the years of my years in jiu-jitsu, and I'm
Who's your favorite?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I'm not really sure. Like, that's good. I have to think about that. Let me get back to you on that. I'm not really sure. But, like, if you would come one day, I'll definitely come. I'm very picky about who I'm going to seminars with. So, like, if you come and show, like, Turtle Guard and stuff, I'll definitely come, because that's my weakness. I get my back taken, so... So yeah, that's good. You said that Terere used the turtle guard against you. How was that?
Exactly. That was weird.
Yeah?
That was weird. Uh-huh.
So he's been watching you, or did you just drill it with him since he did it?
Yeah, he was watching me, you know. He was watching me sometimes, you know, and he got it.
And then he just
like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
And then he just like start doing it, and yeah. You couldn't choke him out.
No.
Yeah. No. But Terere is tough. Terere is tough. Like
he's something different.
Yeah. He was like such a, like everyone says it, you know, it's like he was something different. He was like the guy, you know. Too bad he had so many like the thing that he has with his head and stuff like that. It's unfortunate, you know, that things happen to him, because it was so good.
Maybe.
It's very unfortunate. So yeah. So what's your plans for the future now? Tell us. Do you have any plans you want to share with us, or?
Man, I'm working more on my affiliation now, and then on. You know, 99 affiliation. I'm starting to visit all my affiliates, you know, so to organize the team. And I'm also doing more projects, you know, with BJJ Fanatics.
Mm.
So also I'm working on my personal instructional, you know, like thing for my students.
Mm.
You know, a very basic curriculum, you know, for the beginners. And yeah, enjoying life, sir.
Nice. That's good. That's good. When are you coming to Europe next time?
Maybe next year for the Europeans.
Nice. Are you gonna have some seminars before that, or
Think so. Yeah, I'll let you know, Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't have exactly the plans now, but yeah, I'm definitely will come next year.
Let me know, because then I can travel and visit. So I don't mind traveling for jiu-jitsu. So like maybe I'll meet up in one of your seminars. Like, why not?
Of course, man.
It's always fun to get some inputs from other instructors than your own. It's always good. Like train with everybody. Like if someone says anything else, they don't have an open mind.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Have you heard of the BJJ Globetrotters?
Huh?
Have you heard of the BJJ Globetrotters?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, you heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, it's almost the same. Like, they meet up and have camps, and like different instructor comes, and like you can come from whatever school you want and just train at their camps. You have to pay them, of course, right. But besides that, like, you have to like come you have to like pay them, and then you go to their camps, and they have camp for 1 week and maybe one weekend, and then you have like 5, 6, 7 different instructors that show their stuff, and like, yeah, everyone's welcome. It's like good atmosphere for travelers who like to travel and train jiu-jitsu. So for me, that's like, that's awesome.
I heard about them.
Yeah, it's a cool concept, you know. They have like camps everywhere. Like they have Caribbean, different places in Europe, Iceland, Faroe Islands. Yeah, so it's like, it's brought me like a lot of joy and happiness because I can travel and train jiu-jitsu and meet new people. That's, jiu-jitsu is an awesome way to meet new people.
Of course, man.
Of course, man. So yeah. All right. Is it anything else you wanna say? Someone you wanna thank, or is it like, are you good?
I'm good. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Someone you wanna like give a shout out to, or?
Man, I wanna give a shout to my granddaughter.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I miss her a lot.
Nice. So you're a grandpa. I didn't know that.
I'm a grandpa, man.
OG black belt grandpa. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So yeah, the room is yours. The floor is yours. So yeah, give a shout out to your granddaughter.
So yeah, I miss you, Jade. I miss you. I miss Rapo. I miss my daughter Juana. Right, that is in Los Angeles. Yeah, my mother. I miss everybody and my good friends from Brazil. Okay, I'll be in Brazil soon, guys. Wait for me.
Nice. All right. I got to say thank you, and thank you for your time. And we'll keep in touch, man. We'll keep in touch anyway.
Please join me.
I'll let you know if I get to when I get to the States, or if you come to Europe and stuff. Just let me know. So we'll figure out something. All right. Take care.
It was nice talking to you.
You too, man. I'll put it out. I'll put the link out. I'll put the link out for the podcast, and I'll tag you in it. And it's all good. I'll edit it, and it's gonna take me like half an hour, and then I'm done, and then it's out. You'll see it.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you. Obrigado.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro.